What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, almost 6 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, toxic traits, toxic people, all the other good stuff, y'all. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Can You Love a Narcissist? So, oh my goodness, this is what I keep, a lot of my videos nowadays, I'm literally just responding to some of the main questions I get in my comment sections accumulated across all platforms. So this one right here, can you love a narcissist? Is kind of like, I don't know if it's a loaded question, but it's a common question that I get. Because can you love a narcissist? Absolutely. So can you love a narcissist? Yes, you can love a narcissist. But there's always a but, isn't it? When you say the word but, it typically eliminates everything you say before the word but. So you can love a narcissist. But what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you going to give up? What are you giving up? That's how it goes, y'all. Like, this is what I truly believe about unaware narcissistic people, narcissists, whatever, that you're dealing with. Narcissists, toxic people that you're dealing with. Can you love them? Can you love your narcissistic boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, mom, dad, best friend, homeboy, homegirl? You know what I mean? Can you love them? Yes, you can absolutely love them, but I feel like there's a price tag associated with loving a narcissist, especially one that's not working on themselves, especially one that's not interested in trying to change their behaviors and whatnot. I feel like there's a price tag, a steep price that you pay for loving a narcissist, continuously giving love to a narcissist. You absolutely do pay a price. And it is a steep price tag. And I tell this to people all the time, and people are just like, what about you? People always try to use my example, try to use me as an example that you can love a narcissist and it doesn't destroy your life completely. But you're not married to me. You're not in a relationship with me. Like I said, and I'm not a perfect person at all. Never claimed to be. Never claimed to be the world's most nicest narcissist. Never said done any of that. But what I'm saying is, what are you willing to give up? Because I feel like you can absolutely love a narcissist, but it comes with a price. And typically, that price, like sometimes that price is going to be your friends and family. Sometimes you have to pay. You pay for your love. You pay your love debt with your relationship with your friends and family. Because typically when you're dealing with narcissistic people, they don't like you have friends and family around. They like to isolate you. Being with a narcissist can be one of the most isolating experiences that you will ever have on this planet. It just can, y'all. It's one of the most isolating things that you will deal with is being with a narcissist, being with a toxic person. It is extremely, extremely isolating. Because a lot of times they want you to keep things private. They want you to keep things secret. They want you to keep things to yourself because that's how it works. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. That's what happens. That is the result that you will experience a lot of times when you're dealing with narcissistic people. That you're going to sacrifice your friends and family. You're going to sacrifice your goals and dreams. You're going to sacrifice your dignity, your relationships with anyways. I'm just saying, there is a steep price tag that is typically associated with loving a narcissist. It just is, y'all. And that's why I have to tell people all the time, like, what are you willing to give up? Because you're going to give something up. You're going to give someone up. Relationships with narcissistic people are very rarely even give, even take. You're going to be giving way more than you're getting. And the narcissistic person is going to be receiving way more than they are giving. That's just the opposite. That's just the dynamic that you're going to be dealing with in these toxic relationships, y'all. So what are you willing to do? This is what I tell people. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to tolerate? What are you willing to, because it comes with something. You can put it in the comment section. What has loving a narcissist cost you? Honestly, what has it cost you? What has it cost you to stay in this toxic relationship? What has it cost you to start this toxic relationship? Because sometimes these toxic relationships come at the cost of your previous relationship. I've seen people leave relationships with non-narcissistic people and end up with narcissists and be unhappy as hell. So it might have cost you a good relationship that you thought you would leave. You thought you were off to greener pastures. You thought you were off to a better life. But then you ended up with a narcissist. You're like, damn, I should have stayed in it. Because so sometimes your relationship with this narcissist cost you your healthy previous relationship. You might not have been completely happy in that relationship, but you ended up with a narcissist. Are you happier now that you have a toxic person in your life? Are you happier now? Because some people just say, well, yeah, I messed up. It started off, we were friends at work, and then it started off and it got worse because we both used to talk, and they said that they were unhappy, I was unhappy, and, we kind of met in the middle and clapped cheeks, and then I left my husband or I left my wife, and we ended up getting together. And once we got together, I realized how toxic they really were. They isolated me. I lost my family. I lost my friends. It is a completely isolating experience. What is it going to cost you to love this person, y'all? Because it comes with a price. I know I keep repeating that because I need to hammer it home for you so you understand how real it is. Loving a narcissist comes with a price. What are you willing to pay? You have to pay something. What are you willing to pay? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you going to throw on the sacrificial flame of your life right here, of your relationship? What are you willing to give up? A lock of your hair? A lock of your love? A drop of your blood? You know what I mean? I feel like you're making a damn witch's brew to figure out what you're going to give up. Because you're not going to get out of a relationship with a narcissist what you put into it. You're just not. Your return on investment is going to be horrible in these relationship dynamics. And no, it doesn't always start off that way. Your return on your investment seems like it's a good investment. You're like, damn, I'm getting double what I put in. Like, this is insane. I'm putting in very little. Now I'm getting it's like trading penny stocks. You put in a few pennies, you get out a couple hundred dollars. Like, yeah, I put in some pennies. I bought a bunch of those penny stocks and it paid off at first, but now it's just like the penny stock market has crashed. It's not what it used to be. You see what I'm saying? This relationship is not what it used to be. And that's why I tell people, this is what you have to prepare for. Because a lot of times these relationships are not going to be what they used to be. They're going to fall by the wayside. It's going to progressively get worse a lot of times. So what are you willing to give up what are you willing to give up to love a narcissist? Because yeah, you absolutely can, but are they going to love you back? Are they going to give you what you need and desire over an extended period of time? This is not just a one-off type of thing. Are they going to continuously give you what you want? Are they going to continuously be there for you? What is going on in this dynamic? You have to ask yourself these questions. Because yeah, I believe that you can love a narcissist, but it's going to come with a price attached to it. It's not going to be easy. And it's hard. Like I say, these relationships with narcissistic people tend to be easy to get into and very, very difficult to get out of. So you'll be in for a ride, y'all. That's what I just tell people. So can you love a narcissist? Yes, but it's going to cost you something. This episode, y'all, I'm keeping it short and sweet and to the point today. If you haven't already, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. Lee Hammack, a Self-Love Journal. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace.